to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Aviles shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. It is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the Very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, the Vicar for Clergy and Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as well as the pastor at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Parish. Good morning, Father Raju. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Jesse.
How are things going in the parish?
Very good. Very good people. I'm very fortunate to be there.
And we thank you for your time here today behind the microphone as you share with us today's gospel from St. Matthew.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirits.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side. While he dismissed the crowds, after doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat, began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A passage that we're familiar with, of course, Jesus walking on the water and Peter stepping out those first few steps and keeping his eyes on Jesus. He's okay on the water. When he starts to look around and takes his eyes off of Jesus is when he begins to sink. Share with us your reflection on this very powerful gospel, Father.
Thank you, Jesse. I'll start with this small story.
Okay.
A man was driving home after Sunday Mass when a police officer stopped him. And the officer said, "Sir, I think you have been drinking." The man replied, "No, officer, I just came from the church." And the officer pointed to a bottle on the passenger seat and asked, "Then what is that?" And the man looked at it and shouted, "Thank you, Jesus, you did it again." We all love miracles, especially the ones that don't require anything from us. But today's gospel reminds us that God often works his greatest miracles when we are willing to trust him. Now, the disciples are in the boat, battling a fierce storm. The wind is against them. The waves are crashing. And the fear has taken over. Then in the darkest part of the night, Jesus comes walking on the water. Jesse and everyone listening to me, notice something very important. Jesus does not first calm the storm. He first calms his disciples. He says, "Take courage. "It is I. Do not be afraid." You see, that is how God works with us. Before He changes our circumstances, He changes our hearts. Before He calms the sea around us, He calms the storm within us. He calms the soul. How often we pray, "Lord, remove this problem." But sometimes Jesus answers, "First, let me walk with you through it, through your problems."
Right.
Peter responds with a remarkable faith. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Now, Jesus answers with one simple word, "Come." Peter steps out of the boat. For a few moments, he does the impossible, walking on the water. Great miracle, because his eyes are fixed on Jesus. Someone wisely said, Jesse, "A ship is safe in the harbor, but that is not what ships are built for."
Right.
The same is true of our Christians. We were not baptized to remain comfortable. We are baptized to become saints. Sometimes our boat is our comfort zone. We remain in the boat because forgiving someone is difficult. We remain in the boat because serving in the parish feels inconvenient. We remain in the boat because we are afraid of what people might think of if we truly lived our Catholic faith. We remain in the boat because trusting God completely feels risky. Faith always asks us to leave the boat. But then Peter notices the wind. He looks at the waves instead of Jesus. Fear replaces faith, and he begins to sink. Isn't that sometimes our story? We begin the day with the prayer, but then we become overwhelmed by family worries, maybe health concerns, bills, work pressures, and endless bad news, maybe. Before long, we are looking more at the storm than at the Savior. I want you to listen to this story. A parishioner proudly told his pastor, "Father, I never worry." The pastor asked, "Really? How do you manage that?" The man smiled and said, "Simple, Father. I hired my wife to do all the worry." And the pastor asked, "How much do you pay her?" And the man replied, "I don't know, Father. That is what she is worrying about." The truth is, worrying has never solved tomorrow's problems. It only steals today's peace. Jesus never said, Jesse, "You will never have storms." He said, "Do not be afraid." Peter's greatest moment in this gospel is not that he walked on water. His greatest moment is when he cried out, "Lord, save me." And the gospel tells us immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand. Immediately, Jesse. That is the heart of the gospel. Jesus is always ready to save those who call upon him. Our God is rich in mercy. This is what we celebrate every time we come to the sacrament of reconciliation. When we fall into sin, Christ does not push us away. He reaches out his hand, forgives us, and lifts us up. There is another beautiful saying, "Faith is not believing that God will do everything our way." Faith is trusting God's way is always the best way. So this week, I ask, what is the boat Jesus is asking me to leave? Is it resentment, fear, comfort, a habit that keeps me away from him? Jesus is saying to each of us exactly what he said to Peter. Come out of the fear. come out of resentment, come out of discouragement, come out of spiritual laziness, come into deeper prayer, come back to confession, come back to the Eucharist with a greater love, come and trust me. So my brothers and sisters, storms are part of our life, but they never have the final word, Christ does. May our Blessed Mother help us, teach us to keep our eyes fixed on her Son. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Such a beautiful reflection on this gospel. So many key moments in there. As I mentioned when we began our discussion, the moment that Peter takes his eyes off of Jesus, he begins to sink. And so many things happen within our lives that take our eyes off of Jesus, that distract us, that keep us from always being focused on him. And that moment, I love what you said about Jesus didn't hesitate at all to reach out and bring Peter out of the sinking water there, saving him from drowning. An emotion that all of us can relate to, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like we've lost sight of the important things in our lives. And Jesus is always there at that moment to get us in the nick of time and bring us back to him and all the graces that he offers us.
That's very true, Jesse. That's what exactly you said it exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we're discussing Matthew's Gospel today on this 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are talking to the very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, and we will continue our conversation as Our Shepherd's View continues. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, joined by the very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, the Vicar for Clergy and Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as well as Pastor of St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Parish. We are happy to have you this morning, Father, when we're discussing the Gospel from Matthew, where Jesus walks on water and Peter takes a few steps and then begins to sink. We talked before the break about how Jesus always reaches out to us without hesitation. Such a beautiful, comforting thought on this Sunday.
That is true, Jesse. And some of the things that we should take home is, remember Jesus inviting us to step out of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned, what are the things that we need to step out?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our fear. Many people, Jesse, I've heard many times, people are frightened on so many things about the world affairs, about the war, about certain sickness, illness, forget about all the family problems that they face.
Right.
But constant fear. But what an assuring statement from Jesus. Do not be afraid.
Right. Take courage.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And so it's an expression that we don't hear too often in regular conversation, but to me those words jumped out of the gospel, to take courage.
Correct.
Take courage. It's such a beautiful message from Jesus, and he's saying, don't worry, I'm here, I'm walking with you. Whether I'm walking on the path on land or walking with you on water, he's always with us and does not hesitate to reach out to help us.
You said it rightly, Jesse. Jesus says to Peter, take courage to leave our comfort zone, and trust him.
Right.
That is very true.
And in these days, we've often talked about this before in previous programs, Father, where our culture gives us so many different comfort zones that we find ourselves in. We can be isolated even though we're sitting among people. Maybe technology takes our attention away. We have a mentality of, I'm just going to do my own thing. And in that fragmentation, that isolation, we lose sight of being connected. And when we face a very difficult situation, it makes it that much harder to reach out, because as you said, those comfort zones act as sort of like a cocoon, and we don't feel comfortable stepping out, or that becomes the bigger challenge in addition to facing what lies out there for us when we do take that step.
Mm-hmm.
So today, those words will stay with me through the week, take courage from Jesus, and he's always with us. And as we continue to ponder this too, we also are struck by how Jesus constantly saves and reassures us in those moments.
That is very true, Jesse. Look, fear before calming the storm. That's what Jesus does.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus tries to calm the disciples' fear. Constantly, Jesus is at work calming our fears.
Mm-hmm.
But we too much pay attention to the fear outside. So God, I want you to know, we all know this, but I want to remind you that God often transforms our hearts before he changes our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Finding peace in Christ even when life's challenges remain. So don't go like, oh, I want to be crystal clear, then go to Jesus.
Right, right.
It won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is something that we need to take home.
What are some ways, Father, that we can be more open to Jesus? Obviously, we talked about maybe putting down the devices, making time for a quiet prayer and reflection. But in order to hear him call us, in order to be ready for him when he does rescue us in that moment, what are some things we can do to be more aware and be more open to him?
Yeah, one way is follow his guidance through prayer. Mm-hmm. In the silence of your heart, listen to his promptings. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will try to tell you. But the problem is we don't have time to sit down and listen. We don't have time to listen to his guidance. There are many people, Jesse. I have heard so many stories by people. They have been touched by God. Mm-hmm. And they say, Father, I've been blessed. And they don't simply tell it, you know. It's not like how are you doing? And then you say, oh, better than I deserve. Right. I mean, it could be a casual way of saying, right? Right. But there are people who have come not only to me, to many, many priests, maybe like in tears saying, God has blessed me, Father. God has blessed me abundantly. Mm-hmm. So blessings of God is real. And we need to receive that blessing. We need to accept that blessing. But something is... So how do we do, going back to through your daily lives, trusting him more in prayer, having a conversation with God, a deeper conversation. I'm not talking about say one Hail Mary, say one Our Father, or I went to church. No. In the silence of your heart, God will speak to you. So many people look at the peripheral level. Oh, I do this, I do. Everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
You should recite the rosary, you should do your morning prayer, you should do your evening prayer.
Mm-hmm.
All good. You should go to church. Holy Eucharist, something amazing,
mm-hmm.
that nobody offers,
mm-hmm.
Jesus' body and blood. All this good. And you should make use of those opportunities. But we also must have that inside of your heart. You need to really have that real and true conversation with Jesus.
It's just a matter of saying, Lord, I need to talk to you in a conversational way. What you would say to someone who's sitting across from you maybe and say, this is heavy on my heart. How do you want me to deal with this? I need your help. And begin from there. And he'll answer in ways that you don't expect sometimes.
That is true. That is true.
But it's taking that first step in establishing that type of communication.
Right. Remember, Jesse, a few days ago, we celebrated the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was from a noble family.
Mm-hmm.
And he was into all glory,
mm-hmm.
or prestige,
right.
Honor. And then he was hit by a French cannonball and his leg was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
He was bedridden. There was nothing for him to read. No war books,
mm-hmm.
no kind of like chivalry, whatever he can find to read. No,
right.
He was given two books. Imitation of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and Life of the Saints.
Wow.
And from there, he became a different person. God spoke to him. He had time. He didn't have time before.
Right.
He was busy. He's searching after glory, power, and military uniform was his everything.
Right.
But then, all of a sudden, just like Francis of Assisi, uh-huh. he changes everything. He gives up everything. And he formed his own order. Now, look at when he forms his orders, Society of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
he does not say the Company of Loyola or Company of Ignatius,
right.
or Society of Ignatius.
Uh-huh.
He says Society of Jesus.
Right.
Everything he surrendered to Jesus.
Right.
When you have time, Jesus has time.
Right.
He's always there. But you need to make time.
Right? Such a beautiful story, St. Mm-hmm. Ignatius, mm-hmm. and the transformation that he went through. Mm-hmm. And in something that seemed to be, on paper, a tragedy, ended up being the greatest thing that ever happened to him. Right. And he went on to such great accomplishments after that happened.
Right, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Father. That's beautiful. Also, tell a little bit about, you said this at the beginning, we'll wrap up with this as we take this into our week as well. You said so beautifully at the beginning of your reflection, sometimes Jesus will calm us from within, and right. whatever chaotic things may be going on around us, how do we strike that balance better? How do we find that peace within ourselves when everything around us seems to be out of control?
Concentrate on Jesus. It's easy to say, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You are engulfed with lots of problems,
mm-hmm.
But then we try to concentrate on those, mm-hmm. and then we forget exactly to whom we concentrate,
mm-hmm.
to whom we should, you know. That is Jesus Christ. So it's a struggle. For example, let's say you sit down for a meditation and you close your eyes, and then lots of disturbances. Okay. Now, when first I joined the seminary,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to meditate.
Right.
I was 15 years old.
Wow.
I just sat together with others. And then most of the times I dozed off.
Hmm.
Okay. But you know, the rector sitting at the back, he would tell, close your eyes, breathe in and say, breathe, Jesus. Breathe out, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would say, concentrate on the sounds outside that you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And take those sounds. You accept those. Put them into your being. You might think, oh, what is going on here?
Right.
How does it help?
Uh-huh.
And then slowly, the birds chirping. Listen to that.
Right.
Any sound that you can hear. Listen to that. The car passing, the wind. Concentrate, assimilate. And then just see slowly, you are somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You have conquered everything.
Right.
Now you are sitting down, you don't hear anything.
Right.
That's how they, it took for me 6 months.
To learn how.
Yeah. And all those 6 months, maybe 4.5 months,
mm-hmm.
I dozed off.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the...
It's
what
a step along the way, right, that you're getting
it there. Takes time.
Right.
So
right.
When I say, oh, concentrate on Jesus,
mm-hmm.
it's not that easy.
Right.
Tough, Jesse. But yet, it can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your encouragement, Father. Such beautiful advice, beautiful direction on how we can begin to connect more deeply with Jesus on this 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We thank you for being here. If you would now end our program with a prayer and a blessing.
God, our Father, we thank you for all the mercy, kindness that you have shown upon us. Continue to shower your blessings upon each one of us, Lord, as we walk with you with the different types of storms. We are assured that your protection will be there for us always. We truly believe, Lord, your words, take courage, do not be afraid. And may Almighty God bless the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View, with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.